Let's talk about teenagers. This is the age group when pediatricians might start having part of their visit be private without the parent in the room.
It's very important that somewhere around the age of 12 or so that pediatricians work with parents and adolescents and let them know that the adolescent has and should avail themselves of the opportunity to speak with the pediatrician about matters that would be held in confidence, so that they would be able to get from the adolescent all the information that's important. Pediatricians need to reassure parents that if there is something that the child discloses that suggests they may be of danger to themselves or others, then the pediatrician would inform the parent about that so that we could do something to prevent that from happening. It is shown for sure that if adolescents know that they can relate things in confidence to the pediatrician, they probably would be more truthful about some of their activities. The other thing is that pediatricians should be working with parents to observe for signs of depression, which becomes more common in adolescents, also alcohol and drug abuse, and also tobacco abuse, and particularly for adolescent young girls, look for signs of anorexia.